Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The Board of Cooperative Higher Education Services will add a new partnership in July and lose three others. According to the news record, the board still included the Campbell County School District, Northern Wyoming Community College District, Sheridan County School District 1, and Johnson County School District. Earlier in the summer, all but the Campbell County School District gave notice they'd be withdrawing from the partnership in 2023. After that notice, the Campbell County School District Superintendent and the Executive Director of BOCES asked the Gillette Community College District Board of Trustees if the district would like to be a partner. They accepted the invitation. The optional 1% sales tax is on the ballot once again in the general election. The tax was first passed in 1976 and has been renewed every election since. Every year, the city gives 5% of the proceeds from the tax to nonprofits in the city. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. A red flag warning is in effect for the area beginning this afternoon and continuing through tomorrow evening. Gusty winds and low relative humidity could create critical fire weather conditions. At their last meeting, the Campbell County Public Library Board discussed possible changes to the library's policies. The news record reports the board voted to allow kids in grades 7 through 12 in the teen area, but hasn't made a decision on the children's area. Books in the children's and teens areas have been challenged in the past 18 months, many of them for inappropriate subject matter. The board decided to table making a decision on the children's section. Board member Charlie Anderson questioned the need for the change in policies and was told there were concerns about books and that the policy would simply let parents know that kids might come across books that are inappropriate. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.